This room is currently unavailable.
Open that door! Computer!
Due to quarantine regulations, that function is currently unavailable.
Damn it! Damn it!
Computer, query. What level of access do I have?
Your access level is A1. You have full command of security protocols, ship's logs, and other data sources. All ship's functions are at your full command.
Exciting, isn't it?
Computer, I want you to answer another query. Who were the two crew members who were resuscitated?
They were Technician Philip James and Engineer Richard Coombs.
Care to explain that, Rick?
No.
I've got time. You go on fiddling about with the radio telescope of yours, and I'll dig deeper and deeper into the ship's log. Sooner or later, I'll find out what happened. What's buried. What the hell did you do to Sarah? I've got time.
What's the time, Kerberos?
Time is 18:03.
Don't you think it's odd? They've kept me in here for, what, 15 days now? This is one heck of a practical joke. What do you think, Kerberos?
Would you like to watch some vids? Based on your previous choices, there are a number of recommendations for you. These include World at War, The History of the Thousand Ship Breakout, Birth of the Low Colonies, The Simpsons.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut up.
But I want to talk to you.
Is it time for dinner? Of course, by now I should be eating proper food with the heads of state on Earth. I should be a hero. Instead, I'm locked up, feeding on wafer bars and processed crap. Not what I'd be getting on Earth. You know, Kerberos, Earth, that planet we're supposed to be orbiting.
We are home.
That's rubbish.
It is hard to talk with one voice. We are home. We want to talk to you. Come home with us.
On second thoughts, forget dinner. I'm going to do some reading. Where's that reading tab? Oh, there it is. Kerberos, give me the Constitution of the Russian Federation, 1993.
Sleep. Come with us. We want you to come to the colony.
Kerberos, what is this? This isn't the Russian Constitution. It just says the word colony over and over.
This is Jennifer. I see you in my dreams. Why can't you hear me? I love you, Luke.
Forget it. I'm going to sleep.
Join our dreams. Come back to the colony. The colony is home.
It's damn noisy in here. Isn't there any way you can quieten things up a bit, huh? For me, your governor.
Join our dreams. Come back to the colony. The colony is home.
So you decided to tell me everything yet, Rick?
I was thinking what you said about not dreaming.
Is that it? Don't waste my time. I'll see you again in another month, Rick.
No, Frank. I think we've made a horrible mistake.
Go on.
I can't usually remember my dreams, but this long without remembering anything from my sleep at all, it's too much. So I checked the sleeping pods.
These will be the same sleeping pods that you and Phil tampered with.
Oh. You found out about that.
You've got one chance to explain yourself, Rick. If you're responsible in any way for Sarah's death...
Right. Oh, okay. Right. In order. The reason you haven't been dreaming is because of sleeping pods. There's a dream suppression device that sends out electronic waves on a rhythmic pulse, interfering with the brain's ability to produce dreams. It's a safety feature, because the last thing you want is to spend 37 years in the company of your own mind, especially when it's running on random.
So, turn off the suppressor.
I'm not sure if we'd be safe.
What's that supposed to mean?
It was part of the experiment. It was a condition of our return to Earth. They sent us designs for a device to be built into every sleeping pod on the ship, apart from us. The main crew were to be exempt. It was pretty advanced, but we were able to install it in every pod. But you don't understand, we haven't been dreaming. We haven't been thinking straight, and we've done something awful.
Luke, he's a good man. A bit pig-headed, but he's a good man. We've locked him up.
We better get him out.
Governor?
Oh, God, that smell.
Oh, the air's stale.
Oh, no.
Luke!
I don't understand it. He should have been able to last. He was solid as a rock. He wouldn't do this.
What have you done?
I don't know. The stress must have got to him. We can't dream. We can't afford to. That device in the sleeping pods, it's a probe. It allows minds to be joined. It lets people share each other's dreams.
And what does that mean?
It means we're sitting on top of 14,000 people sharing the same dream, sharing the same mind. It's possibly the single most intelligent and powerful mind in existence. To celebrate our 2-year anniversary in space, we flew back to Earth where all the men have died out. Frank and I have been very busy getting it on with millions of beautiful women rebuilding the human race. In the real world, I think I've found something with my radio telescope. It's small and far away, but we might be able to drag the ship in that direction. Frank's been working hard on getting the sleeping pods working again, so we should be able to wait out the journey in sleep. If we have the goodwill of the colonists, we might wake up near a recognizable star. Sweet dreams, everybody.